KOWO Radio 104.1 FM would like to welcome you to Windows into Wimberley. Each week, Erica Clapp is joined by a guest to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. These conversations are designed to provide the community with insight and information on a wide range of topics that are specific to the Wimberley area. Now it's time to look through the windows into Wimberley.
Welcome to this week's episode of Windows into Wimberley. I'm your host, Erica Clapp, and this week my guest is Carol Scheel with Wimberley on Wheels. Thank you for joining me this week, Carol.
I'm glad to join. Thank you for asking me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your role with Wimberley on Wheels.
All right. I would say I was in education for the majority of my life until we moved to Wimberley. Then I decided that retirement was not for me, so I began looking for something that I could do. This position came about, and I applied, and I got it. When I first joined the organization, which is the main organization under which Wimberley on Wheels comes, is a nonprofit called Wimberley Senior Citizens Activities, Inc. And through that nonprofit, we were trying to develop some programs to meet the needs of seniors in the Wimberley Valley area. Took a few years to sort of figure out exactly what we wanted to do, but I was asked, number one, to begin some exercise programs, which we did. And then later on, I had noticed that there didn't seem to be a place for seniors who had memory loss. So we discussed starting a program for memory loss people that we call Circles of Friends. So we've done that, and we meet on Thursdays from 10 to 2. We structure it very much like you would a classroom, with tasks and things to do to not just keep busy, but to keep them very, very interested. Their favorite thing out of that whole day is when we play beach ball volleyball. And of course, if you get hit with the beach ball, it doesn't hurt. In fact, it makes all of us laugh. It is the most joyful time of the day for them. Then we looked around, and we kept getting calls from people who had no transportation. And that's how Wimberley on Wheels came about. What we did was talk to the City Council of Wimberley, ask around other nonprofits if this was going to be something that they thought Wimberley really needed. So anyway, we decided that it was important that we see if we could start a transportation for the Wimberley citizens 55 and up who needed a ride to their appointments. We do limit it to Wimberley, San Marcos, New Brownville, and Kyle. That's pretty much the medical centers that we can cover. And not all rides are always medical, but the majority of them are. We have also taken people to the hairdresser and to the grocery store. I took one man to have his toenails clipped. Just a variety of things. But our organization is run strictly with volunteers. There are no paid employees other than myself, and that comes under my regular duties as the director of the organization. So Wimberley on Wheels, we got the idea from someone in Georgetown, went to see their program, discussed the program in depth, came back, hired someone to start it, did the paperwork, found out how to vet our volunteers. We do a background check that's criminal, and we do a driving background check as well. The rest is sort of history. People have our number. We put it out in the newspaper and other places. They call us. We do our very, very best among our volunteers to get that need filled. Sometimes I do the driving. I've got my husband to sign up, and we can't fill every need. For example, the one that we haven't been able to do is physical therapy several times a week for one person. We just don't have that many volunteer drivers. We are always looking for volunteer drivers.
How many volunteers would you say you have now, including yourself and your husband?
I would say we probably have 10.
Okay. How long has this program been in existence?
I believe we're going into our third year. I believe that is right.
If someone did want to sign up to become a volunteer, where would they be able to find this information?
I think the best thing to do is call this office at 512-847-1781. And I can give them the information. I can get an application to them. I'd like an opportunity to interview them. And then when they come in, that's when they're filling out the paperwork. That's when we get the information to do the background checks. But I would welcome volunteers. We can't function. We can't do this program without our volunteers.
How many times a week would you say you guys are giving rides?
It always varies. In the summer, it seems very, very slow, and I haven't had as many calls. What will happen is that maybe we will get 3 calls in a row, everybody needing a ride that particular week. Other times, there'll be weeks or days that go by, and we don't even get a call. But very often, especially during September through May and June, it's 2 to 3 times a week.
Your position is it with just the Wimberley on Wheels, or is it the overall senior?
It's the overall senior. I look after the Wimberley on Wheels. We looked after Circles of Friends, although we have a paid director for that. And we also have a meal program that we call it Supper Club Plus. And it operates very much as Meals on Wheels. The difference, I think, is that we can serve people that fall in the cracks because of their age that Meals on Wheels cannot serve. But the cost is about the same. We never turn anybody away because they cannot pay. We ask for a donation of $3 if they can. But it's a viable program, and we probably serve as many people as Meals on Wheels does here in Wimberley.
Wow, that's incredible. As we're sitting in your office talking, I'm looking behind me and seeing this great space that you have set up. Tell me a little bit about that space.
This is called the Senior Lounge, and the people who are here today are playing in the small fireplace room. The Senior Lounge is usually filled morning and afternoon, and occasionally evening, with people who have come to socialize and play games. Our Thursday duplicate bridge club is packed as a rule. We may have 10 tables, and they play in the afternoon. We also have members who play Mahjong. We have people who play something called Hand and Foot. Dominoes 42, we have a great group that faithfully show up on Tuesdays and Fridays for that. It's a great space. It has a little kitchen, and we serve donuts. And occasionally we have had like driver's education or computer classes years ago when computers were still kind of relatively new to seniors.
For those of you who don't know, we are in the community center. If anybody wanted to come down here, you know, join one of the games or one of the groups, or just come down and kind of check it out. What are the times that they could come do that?
We are open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Friday till noon. I would recommend that they call first, or they can go online to our website, which is wimberleyseniors.org or .com.
Okay.
For more information. Very often, for example, I had a call just today looking for Scrabble. Years ago, we had a group that played Scrabble, and some moved away, and so we don't have a Scrabble group. But if we could get one together, we would look on the calendar and find a time that it's not busy and be able to offer that to them.
Great. Well, that sounds wonderful. I have really enjoyed speaking. Thank you so much for your time. Do you want to go ahead and give that number out again?
Yes. It's 512-847-1781.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Carol. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Windows into Wimberley. As always, we're here to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. If there's something happening you'd like to know more about, or if you have topics or suggestions for the show, please contact KOWO General Manager Ryan Shue at 512-965-9969. Join Erica Clapp on KOWO 104.1 FM next time for another look inside the Windows into Wimberley.